Hey everybody, it is Greta Rose with GretaRose.com and GPS. If you're starting a new business or you're getting back into the game, it's nerve-wracking. It's scary and it's exciting and it's all of the above. The birth of a new idea or the return of an older one, it can just do a number on us. It leaves us biting our nails, feeling butterflies, and it's so easy to feel lost. Unsure of ourselves, doubtful if our instincts and our experience are enough to navigate this new online frontier of modern marketing. So especially people who, you know, they're relaunching their career, they've taken a break, it's really easy to feel like we're being left behind or to worry that, you know, we're just not going to be able to keep up with all this new stuff. So marketing, you know, marketing is just the ability to promote or advertise your idea, your business, or yourself. And modern marketing, what do I mean by that? It challenges us to become comfortable in this world of technology, the various devices, websites, social media, search engine optimization, the world of Google. That is a big ask. And how are you supposed to know, you know, which social platform should you be using? What skills do you have to master? What ones can you ignore? What are some tricks to branding yourself or your business? So again, you know, this conversation, it will answer some of those questions for you. But the principles are designed to provide you with clarity, direction, and encouragement as you enter the marketing world. And you will have plenty of action items to know how to navigate this crazy world. Okay, because I've been there. I feel your entrepreneurial jitters. Not only did I start my own business 8 years ago at age 40, but a large part of my job is to help people just like you to navigate this crazy world of technology and modern marketing. I think of it as Dear Abby for technology. You know, Google, they replaced the phone book and they replaced the library, but they did not replace the librarian. That overly enthusiastic woman at the front desk or man who, you know, knew a little bit about everything and could gently, lovingly guide us through the stacks of books just to the right place. They didn't let you off the hook. They stacked all the books into your arms, but they saved you hours and hours of time wondering where to go and what to do and if, you know, you were in the right place. So I've had the pleasure of launching and relaunching hundreds of businesses, and I won't lie, running a successful global agency is pretty fun. I love it. But my greatest joy, truly, is connecting with individuals like you one-on-one and passing on the gift of empowerment, knowledge, inspiration, and encouragement that's been given to me. This is an exhilarating process, and I am honored and grateful to share a few tips I've picked up along the way. Because everything has changed and nothing has changed. It's hard for us to remember that Google, WordPress, Facebook, etc., they only came into existence around the year 2000. So over the past 20 years-ish, marketing may have changed, but the fundamentals of marketing have not changed. And I want you to remember that. That is so important for us to remember. People want to know if there's a trick to mastering modern marketing. No, not really, but there definitely is a discipline that's required. We just need to learn a few new communication methods to achieve the same or better results. You do not have to be perfect, but you do need to be willing to adapt and learn new things. Scary, yes. Inspiring, even more so. So ready to embrace modern marketing for 2019? Woohoo! Let's begin. Let's start with what I consider to be the most important principle of all. Number one, be observant. my mother, my dear mom, she worked for a nonprofit recruitment agency for homeless men and women in Berkeley in the 70s. Yes, I was raised in Berkeley in the 70s. That tells you just about everything you need to know about me. So every morning, my mom would distribute newspapers and donuts and task the candidates with reporting to her by 10 a.m. with news that they deemed relevant to their industry, whatever that was. And my mom held the highest placement scores for anyone in her position. And she always believed that it was because of this simple daily practice. It showed the men and women respect, it created discipline and confidence, and it gave them something important to fill their time with when they weren't sure what to do or how to begin the more daunting task of finding a job. Later, when the newspapers and donuts were cut from the budget, the success rate dropped as well. So we want to learn how to research industry trends. Let me say that word again. Trends. And know the players. You want to research industry trends and know the players. The modern marketer has the answers to everything under the sun right in the palm of her hand. And with technology changing and progressing around us, it's important to dedicate part of your routine to your continued education and training. You do not have to be an expert. We're all trying to keep up, believe you me. If technology intimidates you, this habit will give you permission to be the student. You get to watch, listen, observe. Dedicate a part of each day or week to research. Put it on your calendar. Respect it. Keep it relevant. Avoid getting lost in YouTube videos of cute puppies and Ellen recaps, even though I know how tempting that is. And capture your observations into a trusted system. For me, I use a simple notebook where I can come back to it and I can extract action items. If you haven't heard of Getting Things Done by David Allen, I strongly recommend that book. It's a whole system, actually, but start with a book. Getting Things Done by David Allen has revolutionized how I organize my notes and thoughts. It's wonderful. I suggest keeping a time limit to this practice of observation, like 30 minutes, so it feels really intentional. And donuts are optional. So subscribe to 1 to 3 blogs or news outlets that are relevant to your industry, whatever that is. I love the skim.com, which sends me a daily email with global highlights so that I sound smart at parties. Think with Google is a blog I adore. It provides exceptional research on a variety of industries. And just go over to Google search and Google topics and keywords or names of businesses and CEOs to study trends. Podcasts, which you know I love, are an excellent source for insider scoops and are a preferred research tool for modern marketers too. Okay, so who is your ideal customer or target audience? That's the big question you want to ask in this phase, in this principle. As you are observing, whether you're an entrepreneur or joining an established team, who will you be serving exactly? Creating a full profile for each type of person you want to attract or connect with is the most valuable first step of launching or relaunching a business. The more you study and know about your ideal customer, the more you will know how to effectively market yourself to them. You really can't know too much here. I've created a PDF exercise, which I will put in the link below, which takes you through a series of questions to ask for each ideal customer you might have. You want to take your time and be thorough and have fun with this. I used to get so annoyed by some of the questions I received from my clients around technology. I was so busy trying to succeed and get a project done that I wasn't listening to what my clients were asking. It's embarrassing now to admit. And when I stopped talking, when I basically shut up and started observing, I discovered a much better way to communicate. I needed to slow down. I needed to break topics down into smaller parts and be much more patient. When I truly listened, I was filled with love for my ideal customer. I totally fell head over heels in love with them. My frustration, it was replaced with empathy. I was also inspired to expand my services because I was able to really see how I could help my ideal customer. My observations guided me clearly to know how to communicate with them and where to find new potential customers. And my clients responded overwhelmingly to my shift. My business tripled, my reputation included, being known for understanding my clients' needs better than they did. And so with that, let's move on to principle number two, be prepared. Okay, so now you know who you want to work with or for, but where do you start? And while it might be tempting to jump into action and, you know, try and do something, try to resist that just yet. I really want you to stay right here in this principle. We want to take this next phase to prepare and plan as much as possible. And you'll see why when we get to number three. We want to measure twice and cut once. So a marketing plan, or sometimes it's called a media plan or a strategic plan, is an excellent way to map out the communication strategy for the year ahead. And if done properly, you know what platforms to use on social media, what topics or themes to cover, when you get a vacation, which is just as important. I like to guide my clients through this fun exercise, and I'll stick a link to it below that produces a detailed calendar of the year. It's got all your events, seasons, trends, campaigns, milestones that need to happen. Creating a plan, it gives you structure. It reminds you of considerations that will impact your success. And it lets you zoom in and zoom out and see how small positive steps you take today really do matter. Creating a plan also lets you dream, which is so important. This is the time to dare to be bold. Make declarations and put them onto your marketing plan in black and white. Even the most practical realists know that large milestones must be dissected into smaller parts. Break each project into individual, bite-sized action items and get these scheduled. Get these onto the plan. Brick by brick, plans become achievements. So now let's move on to principle number three. Be consistent. So the importance of observing and planning first is that once we begin communicating, modern marketers expect you to stick around. Consistency is key. Momentum is built upon your ideal customers knowing that they can trust you to show up regularly. Now this, it can start feeling like pressure. Modern marketing, it's like entering into relationship and they want a commitment. That's why it's so vital that you commit to what is realistic for you. Don't say that you'll send an email newsletter every Tuesday and Thursday if you know in your heart that you can't even get one out per month. But it's totally fine to start small and build rather than overpromising and underdelivering. So this is actually good news. It's permission to do what's best for you and your life. It's not the frequency that matters, my friends. It's trusting you to keep your word. Modern marketing is about building relationships. And if you say that you'll send out a quarterly blast and then you do, we're thrilled. We're so happy. Congratulations. This habit, it applies to social media as well. How often you need to post, where you need to post. Again, I realize that this is a really tough area for most of us to maintain consistency. I certainly struggle with this myself. And I think most modern marketers, if they're honest with themselves, struggle with this. That's why the earlier habits are so essential. This order, there is a natural flow to these principles. Putting the time and thought into planning a realistic social content calendar lets you avoid overwhelm, burnout, and stress. Now, you do not have to use every single social media platform. I repeat, you do not have to use every single social media platform. Because you spent time observing and knowing your ideal customer, you'll know exactly where they hang out and what social platforms they use. And these are the only social platforms that you need to worry about. And even more than that, I strongly recommend starting with just one social platform at a time. So you get comfortable with posting regularly to that and you don't burn out. And then you can ignore the rest, right? That's great news. Yay! You don't have to spend time on Snapchat if your clients are all over LinkedIn. So let's move on. Principle number 4. Be focused. Quality over quantity. Now this one, it gets a bit tricky because our circle of influence with modern technology, it's made the world a really small place. I mean, even in the 1990s, a person could never have imagined a personal video clip being seen by millions of people around the world within hours. It's unfathomable. Now there's this unrealistic pressure to collect fans, followers, subscribers, viewers by the millions. It's an easy mistake to make, feeling like we have to do that, because it certainly appears that more is better. And it certainly seems that, you know, it's you're getting told that you should gather as many followers as possible. But let's pause for a moment and look at your own behavior. Do you react better to focused quality attention, or do you like being lost in the crowd? Of course you prefer the focused attention. I mean, that's just human. It's always better to tend to one customer at a time whenever possible. So again, you know, we're relying on the fundamentals of marketing way back in since the beginning. Each customer is unique, and taking care to provide excellent service will ensure these days a positive review, a genuine share to their friends, a true fan who will engage with you, all of these things that we want. We want to know what the trick is. Well, it's to providing quality service to one person at a time. And even when you are sending out an email newsletter, a blast, try and write to one person, that ideal customer that you took such quality time to really define and get to know. Try and connect with them. A further benefit to this principle that we're talking about is a sense of pride in oneself. I get far more satisfaction and personal fulfillment when I connect with a client one-on-one. I learn as much as they do. And it helps me perfect my product, my skills, my services. It makes me even better at my job. And that feels good. So focus, it's a win-win for all. The quantity, that'll take care of itself if you follow this principle. So number 5 is to be vulnerable. And this might just be the hardest principle of all. So the word authentic, it's an overused buzzword for the modern marketer, but it comes from an intense desire consumers have to connect. I think we balance the sterility of technology with the desire, this chase, this opportunity to connect in a meaningful way with complete strangers. And this is not a new concept. Again, it's just a bit different with modern marketing. actually, I think that this is an area that we're still figuring out. We're still sorting through currently. And it's really easy to blur the lines between business and personal a bit more than I think is appropriate. So welcome to the work in progress. This means it's up to you to sort through what's appropriate for your ideal customers and what's a graceful amount to share. The key to this principle is to be human. Share stories, have a sense of humor, or show us behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz. Do be a person, do be emotional, don't be abstract. Vagueness kills vulnerability. It's the details that draw us in that make us feel something. Now, vulnerability, it's a hard thing for a lot of people. It takes practice and it requires energy. It takes time and it's uncomfortable. It's risky. It's perfectly okay to experiment and find your voice. I have often made subtle shifts in my voice, the way I speak and the way I write, to find what works and what doesn't. I've used more slang in the past than I do now. You know, I'll drop an F-bomb by total mistake, or, you know, it's just finding that right amount of informal play without offending my audience. And this just takes time. At the beginning of this conversation, I stated that the fundamentals of marketing, they haven't changed. And this is the most true for this principle, I think. Marketing, it has always been about creating a compelling and emotional desire. It's cracking open the heart of someone so that they'll remember you and hopefully want what you're selling. And the key is that it's, you know, marketing can be seen as sort of smarmy if it's not genuine. So what we're talking about is being genuine, operating from the heart. In today's modern marketing, vulnerability, it's both easier and harder to achieve. Easier because we have so many more ways of sharing personal content. And harder because the line between personal and business, it can get a bit muddy. And today's consumer, they demand the real deal. No BS. They actually detest BS when you're not real. So I actually do have a cool exercise for how to generate genuine inspiration and be vulnerable enough to share it with others for the modern marketers. And it's in a free playbook, which I will include as a link. The playbook actually has, I think, about 6 exercises. So this one is from chapter 4 of my book. It's about how to share inspiration. And that leads us to principle number 6, which is to be helpful. I love this one. This is actually, I think this has been a game changer for me personally as a principle. And I think it just makes, it's like good news for humanity. So Google calls this principle assistive marketing. And it's important to embrace this new style of communicating as a modern marketer because it's really essential. So as technology has evolved, consumer behavior has grown to expect a tremendous amount of help more than ever before. Businesses can not only offer a product or service, they now must or should provide an experience. We've grown to expect a company to not only sell us a thing, but stick around to teach us how to use it and be available to support our every question. You will gain the loyalty of your ideal customers if you can become a resource for them. See what ways you can improve their experience with your help. Now, I love this evolution of marketing because it invites me to indulge in my own training and become an even better expert. It's incredibly fulfilling to offer this level of support. So it feels great. Assistive marketing, it's here to stay. So we really do want to embrace this principle and explore how we can overdeliver. And that brings us to woohoo! Principle number 7, be accountable. Now, this may be, you know, entering into the world that's a little bit less fun, because the modern marketer, they don't guess and they don't have to wonder how they're doing. Modern marketers use insights and data to guide us and inform our progress. So yeah, we're going into the world of reporting. Reporting, analytics, metrics, data, insights, reporting's more available to us than ever before. Average folks who didn't know the definition of the word algorithm now want to know how to manipulate them. Dedicating regular time to your routine to study the metrics of your marketing efforts will guide you to become more efficient, more effective, and ultimately more successful. And, you know, technology changes really fast. You need to be flexible. So you want to perform what I call regular marketing audits by looking at the data. For your website, that means looking at Google Analytics. For social media, each platform that you work with offers a wonderful reporting system for you. They all do, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you want to look at those reporting insights. And your email newsletter, if you send out an email and you work with a CMS like MailChimp or Constant Contact, they should provide excellent reporting. They show you who opens your emails and who clicks on them. There are other reporting systems as well. There are some that actually curate a whole bunch of different things into one dashboard for you. The key is that you're willing to look at the numbers and learn from them. And reporting, it's like looking at a crystal ball. It takes all the guessing out. It's really here to help you. So, in conclusion, if you're with me and you're still listening, the point is that we just want to be willing. Modern marketing, it's going to continue to change by its very nature. As new platforms surface, which makes me want to pull out my hair, and other platforms fizzle out, just as you get comfortable with them, you can avoid the frenzy of trying to keep up or feeling like you're falling behind or feeling overwhelmed by relying on the fundamentals of marketing that continue to drive us to want to connect, feel, and trust each other in business. Practice these 7 principles and adapt them. Adopt and adapt. Adopt them into your routine. When in doubt, go back to number 1. By developing good habits, you will see how modern marketing is simply the evolution of communication with a few new bells and whistles to choose from. And now I would love to hear from you. Which principle of the seven I've described is the most challenging for you and why? Leave a comment or question below and I will be sure to answer them. It is such an honor to be your GPS. And until next time, this is Greta Rose with GretaRose.com and GPSmember.com. Have a wonderful day.